Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What a treat always to talk to Gary Pinkel, the winningest coach in Mizzou football history. And now I can say a College Football Hall of Famer. Coach, congratulations. What a great honor, and I'm sure what a great moment for you to be informed that you are going to be in the 2022 class of the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, thank you. It's very overwhelming for me for a few days almost. Something that I thought our programs and what we had done is worthy of it, but sometimes that isn't enough to get you there. So didn't really give it much thought. But when it happened, it was just huge. And to this day, to this moment, it is too. And there's just a lot of people that have a lot to do with being a part of this whole thing, and coaches and players and, administrators and all these people part of our team. And so I'm very blessed and feel very fortunate. I loved coaching, and, I loved kind of, leaving a mark a little bit that someone else can grab and move and make things better themselves.
And you always have had such a great appreciation for those who came before you and a great respect for many, many of those names that will be alongside you in the College Football Hall of Fame. And I know that one name that I'm sure crossed your mind within the first few seconds of receiving that honor was Don James, Coach, that somebody that you absolutely looked up to through your life.
Yeah, he has such a huge impact on me as a captain for him. You go back in time, a guy named Jack Lambert, who's in the Hall of Fame for football, NFL Hall of Fame, Steelers championships. He was a part of that team. Nick Saban was a part of that team. And Don James came in and did at Kent State what you can't do. You can't do what he did at Kent State. And it hasn't really been done. They're doing a little bit better now, which is good. But we won the first championship in the history of the school with the Tangerine Bowl. And I would eventually work for him at Washington. And, that's kind of what I used to tell recruits when we were going to St. Louis or Kansas City. It's like here comes another head football coach in here recruiting. And you guys have been, the last four or five didn't work out very well. Aren't winning hardly at all. Too many seasons, 17 years. And so our story was this, and then I'd try to get him to believe this. The story was I'd go in, and I'd go into a family, and I'd say, okay, I'm going to tell you why this is going to win, okay? Because you've heard Missouri coaches say, I'm going to tell you why this is going to be different. Number one, let's go to Kent State University, and I back up fifth whatever years it was at the time. And I'm there, like we just talked about, with Jack Lambert, Don James, my mentor, Don James, and he did at Kent State what you can't do. He won a championship. You can't do it. He goes to Washington, takes that work to Kent State, took it to Seattle, Washington, and he's in the College Football Hall of Fame right now too. Won a national championship in 2001. Was really I have three championships, and I worked for him for 12 years. So I'm taking that program that worked at Kent State, that worked at Seattle, Washington, and now I'm dropping it in Toledo. Well, can it win there? Yes, it did. We won championships there. We undefeated in 1995. And my last year, they were 10-1, and we beat at Penn State. So, and then I look at the parents and say, okay, the young man, I look at him and say, okay, listen, so you understand why we're going to win? Because what happened, we're at Kent State, it worked. It worked at Washington, it worked at Toledo, and guess where it's going to work right now? It's going to work at University of Missouri. I guarantee it's going to work. And I really think that little recruiting spiel, first of all, it was the truth, but I really think that really helped kids to really just maybe let's give this guy a chance. And as well as I do, you have to have and you have to have a base. And St. Louis, Kansas City, state of Missouri is hugely important for us to be successful. And that really, after that, when that was what we sold, the why it was win, why we know it's going to work, then we started getting some of the great recruits out of the state of Missouri, and did that throughout our stay here.
Yes, you did. And I think that the elite athletes and coaches and people in this business have that voice of, well, you can't do that. And that motivates them. And I hear that, you know, from looking at what Coach James did at Kent State, and then you being able to repeat a lot of that at Toledo and then going to Missouri. And what a run it was, Coach. I mean, 10 bowl appearances, 6 bowl victories, I know you're extremely proud of. And I can go back to that bowl in Shreveport the first time at the Independence Bowl, and you lost the game to Arkansas, but you were there, and you had started to set something. And then that comeback against South Carolina in the Independence Bowl, that's what really got it rolling, didn't it?
Yeah, that was a crazy one there, that game. That was we weren't playing our best, and you know, then all of a sudden we get an interception in the end zone or on 1 yard line, and you know, take it to the house. Good stuff. I mean, yeah, it was took a while. I mean, we had 3 losing seasons the first 4 years, but we didn't deviate. We didn't go away from anything. In fact, what we do works. We just have to keep at it and making kids players stronger, faster, quicker, you know, developing trust. And I used to tell my coaches, don't expect our players to passionately care about Mizzou football if they don't feel like we passionately care about them. So when they really know that we care about them, I mean, through the good times, bad times, and when they get in trouble and all that other stuff, if they know they care, then guess what? They're going to jump on. They're going to start trusting. When you get the trust, then you take off. And it just took us, because of how difficult it was at the beginning, it took us a while to get it going. But once we got all the systems in place, we started winning. And I can't name, I mean, I started naming one player. I got to name 150 players, or same way with coaches and you know, our strength and development people and our trainer. All these people, and Mike Alden, this is part, Gary Pinkel's a part of this. Okay. And, you know, without all these other people, it doesn't get done. And so, you know, I represent everybody who was a part of that and thank them. And I hope they're as proud of them as I am.
Well, and I know that they are, and I know you've always been humble about that. I remember one time speaking at a recruiting event that they had me MC for Mizzou. And I praised you, and you got up to the podium, and you're like, well, that's great, but I haven't done anything yet. And then you did. You started a roll. I would never ask you for one moment over the other, because there are so many, and there are probably a lot that we don't even know personal to you that felt great. But for me, watching you achieve number one in the nation, beating Kansas at Arrowhead Stadium on that cold night, was incredibly special. And I think for a lot of Mizzou fans, they would agree. That was some night, wasn't it?
Oh, you really can't name a game, but you can. You know, I always tell people that. Well, I can't. I love my players, man. There's been so many great games, but I said, I always talk about the atmosphere in that game was as big an atmosphere as you're going to get in any university at any time. It doesn't get better than that at Ohio State, Michigan. It doesn't get better than that with Texas, Oklahoma. We were in that stadium that night. We had 2 great football teams play, 2 rivals play, and you know it'll go down one of the the great nights. I remember saying my prayers, and I'd say, God, I don't know if you care who wins this or not, but I'd really like to win. So I just want the good Lord to know what. What and people said, we can't ask him to win. Well, why not? He didn't want to, then that's fine. So anyway, we feel very fortunate to be a part of that. And then we kind of took off from there. And that's the neat thing about that. We really kind of took off. You know, when a champion, we were 4th that year. The next year, I think we were ended up about 17th in the nation. We won championship again. Then 2010, we had the same number of wins losses as Nebraska, I think it was, but they. I think they went that year, but we tied for the divisional championship. And then 13, we ended up 5th in the nation, you know, and then 13 and 14, we did it again. So I think one of the neat things that kind of helped us in some respects is that we were doing this stuff at the Big 12, and we were winning. And now we're going, play the drums. Now we're in the SEC, yeah. You know. And you weren't going to find out if this program is good enough. And, you know, we win two championships there back-to-back in 13 and 14, which I mentioned a moment ago. And I think that as far as looking at our program, looking at our impact on, you know, at Toledo and here on college football, I think that kind of really helped us maybe get over the hump.
Yes, I just talked to Mike Kelly about that, where I said, for me personally, you look at all of Gary's great accomplishments, going to the SEC and in short time going to back-to-back championship games was a big deal. I mean, you won five conference division titles, Gary, but going to the SEC, and you heard it as well as anybody, you could hear, yeah, but, you know, Missouri's going to the SEC. I mean, this is a little bit different now, and you found a way to make an impact right away.
Yeah, that I think at the end of the day, that was kind of the stamp on our on the program, the Don James program, the Nick Saban program, the Gary Pinkel program. It stamped it as being, you know what, the other thing too. I got to add to this real quick. You know, Coach James is in the College Football Hall of Fame, and Nick Saban, I think they might let him the Hall of Fame. Sure. I'm not sure. And I'm in there, and so that, and you know, and on that same team, you know, a friend of mine at Kent State, you know, we have our championship renewed this year. We're going to have a big deal going on back in Kent, Ohio. But all that winning and all that was about. There's a lot of great things that happened to that team, and so. It's kind of, you go back and then you look what happened. But, you know, Nick uses an awful lot of what Coach James did, and that's just consistency. And the reason I say this real quick, too, because this kind of proves it, he loses about four or five coaches a year. They go professionally advanced. They go become coordinators. They go to become head coaches. And he loses those guys. And guess what? He plugs them in with other people, and they don't miss a beat. Well, why? Because you don't come in and do your own thing there. You're your personality, which is good. There's a way, it's just like my staff and just like Coach James and my staff, there's a way you teach, there's a way you coach, there's a way you recruit, there's a way how you handle discipline. This is where, I mean, I can go on and on, and everybody does the same thing and the consistency there. So he doesn't miss a beat. Most programs lose two or three real good coaches, and they might suffer for three or four years. Not Nick. And I think that just goes back to Coach James and the program and how solid that was and how fortunate.
He is a leader, no doubt, and it trickles down to everybody that works for him and everybody that plays for him, and you can see that. And I know, finally, Gary, that you mentioned the people around you to be able to watch not only Mizzou play in the SEC, but the players that you've coached go on to be professionals and people in life, just to watch them thrive as human beings. It is a big family that I know you're very proud of, aren't you?
Yeah, and one thing that we did a really good job of, I think, is, and because we cared about our players, is I had a responsibility to help develop young men too, and help them become better people, help them to be more accountable, help them be more responsible, help them, you know, in the importance of, you know, how they treat people and how you. And I started this thing in 2009, I think I started it, and it was fatherly advice. So every Thursday at game before our games, we had a meeting, and I started it because I wanted to do more. And before I started the football part of it, I just wanted my players to know I care about them and I want to help them. And so, like, I would, let's say, you know, you're going on this particular game, we're playing whoever, and we're going to talk about going out on a date with a lady and how you open the door. I do all this stuff like this. And I had to get so much feedback from the players about it. And it was about a lot more stuff than that. It was about honesty. It was about a lot of things. But for values, I want to start teaching at a time when you normally wouldn't do it, before big games on a Thursday. But spend 5 minutes on things to help them be better young men, or they can look at themselves and analyze. So we did a lot more stuff than just trying to win games. We wanted to help make better people. And again, it's not me. It's not Gary Pinkel. It's all the people around me, the coaching staff, and all the people that assist my players. And it was really fun because we were doing the right things. And that's why my foundation, the GP Made Foundation, which helps kids, that's kind of what I was missing when I retired. Was I was just so used to, my players are a pain in the butt a lot, excuse my French. But at the end of the day, I really miss taking care of my players and helping them become better people. And that's where my foundation has been really good, where we can start at a younger age, kids under 17, and do different things to help them in different ways with scholarship and a lot of other different things that we can do.
Yeah, the GP Made Foundation, and MADE, M-A-D-E, stands for Making a Difference Every Day. And yes. Gary Pinkel does that in the lives of youth and children with the GP Made Foundation. And his story and the celebration is on, because in December he is going to officially be inducted in the College wow. Football Hall of Fame. That is tremendous news. And we're very, very happy for you, Gary. Thanks for all that you've done for us, and we can't wait for the years to come.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And God bless you all. Let's have a great 2022.
Let's do it. There's the Hall of Fame coach, Gary Pinkel, with us on KMOX, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.